This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
For years, two students at a Northside high school were among the only competitive female chess players in Chicago public schools. They often played in tournaments with just one or two other girls in the room. So they started a nonprofit called Queens United Chess to change that. Now, 4 years later, the group has reached more than 500 students. WBEZ's Nareda Moreno has more.
A crowd of first and second graders at Ogden Elementary split up in pairs on a recent Thursday to play chess. They're kind enough to walk me through the rules.
This is a castle. This is a queen. This is a king. These are pawns.
Bishop.
And then bishops can go diagonal.
The kids are taking free chess lessons this spring thanks to Queens United Chess. It partnered with the school district and the Renaissance Knights Chess Foundation to bring the game into 10 schools across Chicago. All the instructors are girls and women.
And it's great because we didn't have a chess club when I was here, so it's great that we were able to bring chess to Ogden.
That's president and co-founder Maggie Siganova. She's a senior at Walter Payton College Prep and a former Ogden student.
So I started playing competitive chess relatively late, around 5th, 6th grade. And then I joined both my middle school and now I'm on my high school teams.
Only 15% of competitive chess players in the U.S. are women. Maggie and her former schoolmate Lizzie Brayen started the group in 2019 to get more girls in the game. They want female players to feel a sense of community, especially at tournaments where boys tend to outnumber the girls.
That's a big reason why girls don't continue chess in high school. So we try to find these girls who are still excited about chess, excited about teaching chess, and they're the ones that help teach these introductory chess lessons.
Queens United also offers virtual, private, and smaller group lessons, all for free. So far, they've worked with about 550 students in Chicago and across the U.S.
We lost our queen, right? But what's better than taking the queen? How do we win the game?
Taking the king?
Attacking the king, right, through checkmate.
Maggie leads a separate class of 3rd and 4th graders gathered across the hall. They're calmer than the 1st and 2nd graders, but more competitive.
I can't wait to play other people and learn their strategies and what they know. I want to use their knowledge against them.
That's 8-year-old Ellie Margvelashvili. She learned to play chess from her grandfather.
Playing chess kind of brings me back to him, kind of, since he lives all the way across the ocean in Georgia, Eastern Europe, because that's where my family's from. It just helps me get away from everything, think, this is a whole other life and I'm controlling it.
Today, Ellie plays a friendly game against her classmate, Anaya Tucker. They've been taking lessons since February.
The queen can do anything in life. That's kind of like us.
That's Anaya. She turns 9 next week and looks forward to competing in her first chess tournament in May. Anaya enjoys the game and wants to teach more of her friends how to play, but she's also motivated to win.
It's Women's History Month, so like, if someone says that girls can't do something, I'll prove them wrong. I'll if it's basketball, I'll play 1-on-1 basketball on them and beat them. If it's chess, I'll play 1-on-1 chess with them and beat them, you know?
Anaya and Ellie are exactly the type of girls Maggie hopes to reach through Queens United. The group recently launched a new podcast on Spotify to help build that community and spotlight more women in chess. And even though she's graduating this year, Maggie plans to keep teaching and playing chess in the years to come.
The game just becomes more fun through not just playing, but also being to teach and still be a role model in a sense for younger students.
Nereida Moreno, WBEZ News.